Well, Monday delivered a fairly underwhelming performance as far as the Australian share market was concerned. The ASX 200 looked like it was going to threaten record highs in the early part of the session. There were some small gains there, but sellers took advantage of those quite quickly. And by the close of trade, the market was down by around 5 points, having traded through a fairly narrow range. The reason being is that there's a public holiday in the United States tonight, so that generally takes the sting out of the conviction of both buyers and sellers. So the volumes were on the lower side of things today, finishing down by 5 points, as I said. So if it was not for the banks, then we would have been a deal better off. All of the big four were down, led by the CBA, which was down by the better part of 1.6%. The focus in earnings terms today was on Bendigo and Adelaide Bank. They reported a 28% fall in their headline profit. Their cash profit, which takes out one-off events, was down by around 2%. But the sting in the tail was the cutting of the interim dividend, down by around 4 cents from the same time last year. And then in addition to that, they announced the $3 million capital raising. So those last two factors are going to come to bear on that stock when it comes back to trade, most likely yesterday. It was a reasonably busy day for earnings numbers. Brambles shares did well after the group reported numbers. That stock was up by around 4%. Gold stocks were generally firmer as well today. We had Northern Star up by around 2% with the same improvement for Saracen. Resolute was up, having reported their numbers today. Profit and revenue for the last period was up by around 17%, so the market gave that a tick of approval. Technology stocks were generally firmer today. They were the most improved as far as the ASX sectors were concerned. Afterpay Touch doing nicely with a gain of 2.6%. Altium was up by around 2% ahead of reporting numbers later in the week. Mining stocks were generally weaker, so Fortescue Metals shares were down by around a half of 1%, and consumer-facing stocks were also tending to be lower. So JB Hi-Fi was down by a third of a percent, remembering that they delivered some encouraging earnings numbers last week. PolyNovo, this is the organisation that focuses on skin regeneration. It's had a good run this month. It's up by around 9%, so it was up by a further 2% today. And the Aussie dollar has built on its earlier improvements. It's up at around 67.3 US cents.